Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Practice Spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily。工作中的请假、换班，用英文怎么说呢？请假可以说 take 什么什么 off。比如说，想请明天的假就是 take tomorrow off。请三天假 take 3 days off。换班叫做 change shifts。那如果是和某人换班，就是 change shifts with somebody。Linda 想明天请假。Linda would like to take tomorrow off。玛丽，你能给我换班吗？ Mary, can you change shifts for me? 我能和杰瑞换班吗？ Could I change shifts with Jerry? 你介意我请一周的假吗？ Do you mind if I take a week off? 我们来听一下今天的对话。早上好，史密斯先生，你看起来很累，怎么了？
Good morning, Mr. Smith. You look very tired. What's the matter with you?
这些天我感到筋疲力尽，我想休息一段时间。从下周开始，我能请几天假吗？
I feel exhausted these days.I want to have a rest for some time. Could I take several days off from next week?
当然可以了。你还有十天的年假，对吗？
Of course. Let me see. You still have 10 days of annual leave, right?
是的，没错。我想知道我能不能再多休一个星期。我打算和家人一起去澳大利亚度假。
Yes, you are right. I wonder if I can rest for another 1 week. I'm going on holiday in Australia with my family.
那是很长的一段时间。你的项目进展得怎么样了？
That's a long time.How's your project going?
我现在负责的项目将于下周二完成。我想下周三开始我的假期。
The project that I'm now in charge of will be complete by next Tuesday. I'd like to start my vacation from next Wednesday.
没问题。在你离开之前，必须处理好手头上的一些琐事。
That's no problem. You must make sure to tie up loose ends before leaving.
非常感谢，我们公司还没有立即开始的项目。格林先生在我休假时负责我的工作，他作为我的助手参与了几个项目，并且知道如何与客户保持关系。
Thank you very much. There is no immediate project in our company. Mr. Green will be in charge of my work during my absence. He participated in several projects as my assistant, and he knows how to keep a relationship with the customer.
很棒，祝愿你玩得开心。
Wonderful. I hope you will have a good time.
Good morning, Mr. Smith. You look very tired. What's the matter with you?
I feel exhausted these days. I want to have a rest for some time. Could I take several days off from next week?
Of course.Let me see, you still have 10 days of annual leave, right?
Yes, you're right. I wonder if I can rest for another 1 week. I'm going on holiday in Australia with my family.
That's a long time. How's your project going?
The project that I'm now in charge of will be complete by next Tuesday. I'd like to start my vacation from next Wednesday.
That's no problem. You must make sure to tie up loose ends before leaving.
Thank you very much. There is no immediate project in our company. Mr. Green will be in charge of my work during my absence. He participated in several projects as my assistant, and he knows how to keep a relationship with the customer.
Wonderful. I hope you will have a good time.
Okay, that's pretty much for today. 想要参与本期节目的跟读版本以及语音打分，欢迎您关注微信公众号英语主播 Emily， 在公众号里回复节目两个字即可加入。I'm Emily, I'll see you next time. Bye bye.